Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you've never actually understood how big the Starship is. Now, I've been to Starbase numerous times, 100 times, and I can tell you, every single time, it's absolutely massive, and it's like sitting underneath a skyscraper every single time, and it's absolutely stunning seeing this thing. But I want to show you this Reddit post because I think you need to see it visually. If you're from America, if you're from the US, you understand what a football stadium looks like. Look at this. That's how big the Starship is. Absolutely huge. The Mr. Tango on Reddit. I'm not sure if they're the original poster of this, but they posted this up. How big is this compared to a football stadium? And you know how many people a football stadium can hold. This thing is absolutely massive. The biggest ship is the biggest thing you've ever seen in real life. I mean, except for a skyscraper. Like, this thing is gigantic. It's 40 stories tall. It's a skyscraper. It's basically what SpaceX is doing is launching a skyscraper to the moon, and halfway there, before they get there, they're chopping it in half and sending the top part of it all the way to the moon. But for the first orbital flight test, they're just going to do an orbit. So they're going to be pretty happy with that, but it's gigantic, gigantic piece of machinery. And I think this puts it into perspective because in my head, I still can't fathom how this thing's going to the sky. You know, it's basically on the ground. It's on the pad. And I know it's there. I've seen it there. But in my head, I can't wrap it around that this thing is going to fly sometime. And I've seen the engines. I've seen the static fires. I've seen all that stuff. But it doesn't seem like it's real. And then you see this scale of it. You see that how big this actually is compared to a football stadium. It's absolutely mind-bending. I don't understand it, and I don't think anybody really gets it because no one's ever seen anything like this before. The SLS rocket is huge, 320-some-odd feet tall. This thing's 400 feet tall. No one's ever seen anything this gigantic fly. And when we do, when those 33 Raptor engines ignite, it's going to be the craziest thing I think anyone's ever witnessed ever. I think it's going to blow so many people's minds. And I think people are going to get inspired by this because it's going to show that things that we thought we couldn't comprehend, it's now a possibility. And now we can fit so much science and engineering in the Starship that it's going to open up so many avenues for production and engineering and discovery. Like, what are we going to discover with the next generation of telescopes? How far are we going to send the Starship out into the solar system? And this, just how huge this thing is, it just blows my mind. I mean, it's absolutely massive. And I think people are going to get an idea of that when it launches, but putting it in this scale shows that it's just the thing. I don't even get it. Like, I don't even have words for it because it's so big. And I don't understand. But there's some other photos too that I want to show you of this thing. So there's the ship in the stadium. And then this one, which is the ship laying down across the whole length of a football field. Absolutely gigantic. So go walk, if you have a football field at your high school, if you're in the US, go walk the 100 plus yards of a Starship and then just kind of go like, what? Because it's gigantic. It's the biggest thing you'll ever witness ever in your life. And I still don't understand it. I still don't, and I never will really comprehend the importance of this until And I don't think anybody else will either for about 10 years from now. The importance of this, of course, we're going to be sending people back to the moon, you know, with the HLS program, but we're also going to be doing so much more science in the future that we don't even understand yet. We don't even get it because it's not even a thing yet.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
People haven't even built the telescopes and haven't even built the hardware or the software that are going to be sent in this thing. So future us is going to thank present SpaceX for all the cool stuff that's going to be happening in the next 20 years because of this rocket. And we all get to witness all the testing and we all get to witness everything that's happening at Starbase Texas in real time, thanks to the robot cameras from so many and all the streamers down there too. I mean, we get to witness so much of the history that's happening right now in front of us with this gigantic rocket. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. And like, this is it's a thing that, and I know everybody out there feels the same way. You feel like, oh yeah, I have a grasp of, you know, this thing's big. But it's bigger than you think in real life. And if you've been there, you know, but it's bigger than you can imagine. And the prospects from this are going to be just so, so important to the future of humanity. It makes me so happy and inspired that this exists and that SpaceX took the time to take a chance with this Starship, because they didn't need to. They've taken over spaceflight. They're making their money. They don't need to make a Starship. Like we're fine on Earth, right? Like we could live here. We don't need to go anyplace else. This is where we live. This is where we were born. We don't need to go off into the solar system someplace. It's not needed unless we get hit by an asteroid or something, you know, or a comet or like some sort of body from space that's going to destroy everything. Like, we don't really need a spaceship this big, but now we have one. And SpaceX took the chance to go far beyond anybody else's imagination. And they took the huge chance of bankrupting their company for this idea of sending people not only to the moon and not only to Mars, but even further, people may go into the solar system if we can figure out the propulsion, if we can figure out everything to keep these people safe from the radiation and everything else in space, the micrometeorites and everything, it's going to change everything. Like, humanity is going to change once this thing starts flying. So in the next few months, we're going to hopefully get an orbital flight test of the Starship. And once we do, then it's game on. And everything is going to change from that moment forward. So that being said, thank you for changing this channel with your subscription. So please hit the subscribe button and leave a comment down below about how excited you are about the Starship. Because as you know, I'm pretty excited about it. So thanks everybody for watching. And I'll see you in the next one. Take care.